My Life in Christ, starting from page 20. Men who are leading a spiritual life see with the eyes of their heart how the devil lays his snares, how the angels guide us, and how the Lord, in his sovereign power, allows the temptation, and how he comforts. The only means by which you can spend the day in perfect holiness, peace, and without sin is the most sincere, fervent prayer as soon as you rise from sleep in the morning. It will bring Christ into your heart with the Father and the Holy Spirit, and will thus strengthen and fortify your soul against any evil. But still, it will be necessary for you carefully to guard your heart. Sometimes in the affliction of our soul, you wish to die. It is easy to die and does not take long. But are you prepared for death? Remember that after death, the judgment of your whole life will follow. You are not prepared for death, and if it were to come to you, you would shudder all over. Therefore, do not waste words in vain. Do not say, it is better for me to die, but say rather, how can I prepare for death in a Christian manner? By means of faith, by means of good works, and by bravely bearing the miseries and sorrows that happen to you, so as to be able to meet death fearlessly, peacefully, and without shame, not as a rigorous law of nature, but as a fatherly call of the eternal, heavenly, holy, and blessed Father into the everlasting kingdom. Remember the old man who, being weary of his heavy burden, called for death. When it came, he did not wish to die and preferred to go on carrying his heavy burden. With the eyes, mental eyes of my heart, I see how I mentally breathe Christ in my heart, how he enters into it and suddenly tranquilizes and rejoices it. Oh, do not leave me to dwell alone without thyself, the life-giver, my breath, my joy. It is hard for me to be left without thee. It is possible to pray rapidly without injuring the effect of the prayer. It is possible to those who have learned to pray inwardly with a pure heart. During prayer, it is necessary that your heart should sincerely desire that which you ask for, should feel the truth of what you are saying, and this comes naturally to a pure heart. This is why it is capable for praying even rapidly and at the same time agreeably to God, as the rapidity in this case does not injure the truth, sincerity of the prayer. But for those who have not attained the capability of praying sincerely, it is necessary to pray slowly, waiting for a corresponding echo in the heart to each word of the prayer. And this is not always soon given to men unaccustomed to prayerful contemplation. Therefore, for such men, it must be said, laid down as an absolute rule to pronounce the words of the prayer slowly and with pauses. Wait until every word gives back its corresponding echo in your heart. Sometimes in his heart a man draws near to God. Sometimes he goes far from God. And therefore he experiences either peace and joy or fear, disturbance and oppression. The one is life and the other spiritual death. We draw near to God mostly in time of affliction, from which no one can save us but God, to whom we then turn in with our whole heart, and thus approach him since of earthly blessings, which make the old carnal man proud or belly, whilst we go far from God in times of ease and abundance himself, and especially when he thirsts for riches, glory, and distinctions, and has attained all these, he loses faith from his heart and forgets God, his judge and recompenser, forgets the immortality of his soul and his duty to love God with all his heart and his neighbor as himself. As an ill-natured man coming with a request to one who is kind, gentle, and meek, for the greater success of his request tries to resemble him. So the Christian approaching God with a prayer to him, or to his pure, most pure mother, or to the angels and the saints, in order to ensure the success of his prayer, or to try to resemble as far as possible the Lord himself, or his most pure mother, or the angels and saints, in this lies the secret of drawing near to God and of his speedily hearing our prayers. The Holy Trinity sees and hears me. This is the most life-giving assurance for my heart, penetrating it with peace and joy. The meaning Mother of God, the Word also sees me, and hears my prayers, and my sighing towards her, and this is another comforting assurance constantly realized. Thus will I walk with the feeling of God's omnipresence and omniscience. The most striking proof that there is a devil in the world is that men do not feel, or feel very little, though some endeavor to do so, the mercies that God has bestowed upon them in the creation, guidance, and redemption. The devil is a powerful antagonist to everything good and righteous. The problem of our life is union with God, and sin completely prevents this. Therefore, flee from sin as from a terrible enemy, as from the destroyer of the soul, because to be without God is death and not life. Let us therefore understand our destination. Let us always remember that our common master calls us to union with himself.